If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know in the movie Doom when The Rock turns into the demon after being bit? You know that feeling that he had? Well, that's exactly what you get from pre-workout. Use my code PKMANCAVE. That's PKMANCAVE at spitfirenutrition.ca for 10% off your entire order. Link is in the description below. What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave. Back at again with our co-host, Bambi Bunny. Now, today, we're going to be talking some new sets that come out very soon, actually. I believe this...
We're just hitting us back to back to back.
Yeah, I think they're coming out, this Friday as we're recording this?
Yes, that would be Ancient Roar and Future Flash, the Japanese versions. We won't get Paradox Rift until November.
Right, yes. Then we're going to talk about a family in the UK whose father just started randomly throwing out Pokemon cards to clear room for his ill wife. Apparently, he almost threw out a base set booster box. that's scary. I don't know why you would start throwing out cards instead of, giving them over to your children or your grandchildren and say, hey, listen, what can you do with these? Then we're going to quiz Bambi Bunny on a little Pokemon trivia here. It's all about Miss Magnus. Because, this podcast is coming out the day before Halloween, I believe. Yes, it is. Yeah, the day before Halloween. So why not stick with the Halloween spirit and do a little Miss Magnus trivia? Now, for her saving grace, there's only 13 questions. I looked through the questions. There's some tricky.
You can narrow that down to 10.
No. We're going to go full 13. Some of them are, I'm going to admit, they were tricky for me when I was reading over them. Some of them are very, very easy, like ridiculously easy. So it should be a pretty good matchup. I'll be interestingly surprised if you get, I'm going to say 3/4. If you get 3/4 of these correct, I'm very surprised. Then we're going to go into our Pokemon battle finally. And once again, we're going to do a gym leader style battle because it worked out so well in my favor last week. So, I mean, can I go 2-0? I don't know. Maybe. But first, we go over to Bambi to discuss the new Japanese sets that are coming out very soon, actually.
Okay, so kind of fun things. First, we've got Ancient Roar and Future Flash coming. Two really killer-looking Japanese sets. And I've heard two different kinds of things. I'm kind of leaning towards agreeing with everyone regarding the EXs. I don't know if you've noticed, but the last few sets we've had, the EX cards, they're just big close-ups on everybody's face.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over it. Like, I want a little bit more art in there rather than just looking at all of their teeth. And it's very, very shiny. But a lot of the heavy-hitting cards I actually kind of want to touch on in the next set. But we're going to be getting those October 27th. So after or before this comes out, Those are going to be hitting the markets. There's a lot of people already pre-ordering them. I'm super excited. The big one that's coming, though, that I think more people are going to want, even though Japanese is better. sorry, you didn't hear me say that. First of all, folks, Japanese. If you're not collecting Japanese, start collecting Japanese because A, quality is better. Oh, B, holds value better. The pull rates are a little harder. That's why. But even if you feel like you're pulling packs, I don't play the TCG so much, so can't really say which one's better on that front, but obviously if you use Korean, Japanese legal also, just a pro tip. But so what was I saying? Oh my gosh, total brain fart.
Now you know how I feel.
I know. This is a lot harder than I remember. And to think I talk to people for a living, goodness me. Anywho, the big one that's coming, even though we just got 151. Oh, I was telling you the reason why Japanese is better. It's just better. Collect Japanese. even though we just got English 151, everyone's really loving that set. I personally don't care for it. I'm a Japanese and Korean collector when it comes to 151 because the reverses are still so cool and I love them so, so much. And I think English really dropped the ball on that. Like, ooh, here's a shiny basic energy. Like, unless you got 4+ swirls, it really doesn't do you any good, in my opinion. But who's to say? So we just got that set. Next big English set that is coming is going to be Paradox Rift.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that, I think, November 3rd. Roughly, there's going to be a lot of pre-release events. I've seen a couple already, actually. And I know me personally, I'm going to try and get in on one that's going to be on Halloween, actually. But the whole idea behind Paradox Rift was kind of similar to what they did with Paldea, which was a hit or miss for some people. I think it's great. They're going to be combining 2 to 4, I've heard different things. I know it's for sure 3 different Japanese smaller sets and Ooh. Making it one huge, big, honkin' colossal thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be getting Paradox Rift will be a combination of Ancient Roar, Future Flash, and for sure Raging Surf.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Raging Surf didn't get a whole bunch of promotion because we had an English 151 coming out at the same time, but it's an okay set. You know, it has its moments. It has its hitters. Personally, I only wanted a couple cards out of that. I had some friends hook me up, so I'm set. But those 3 sets for sure will be featured in Paradox Rift with stamps. So the other set that's up for debate, whether it's in there or not, is Terrestrial Starter, which I don't know enough about yet. But some of the cards that we can look forward to. What? Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's almost good that they're including multiple sets into one English dub set. But at the same time, it's like, at what point is too many cards in a set too many, right?
Well, and what it's doing too, and in my opinion, if you look back to like way back, like Series 1, Series 2, the release date of the Japanese equivalent was almost 2 full years prior to the English equivalent. Then as we, you know, move forward and forward closer to mid-era and modern, those dates get closer and closer together.
No kidding.
Yeah, like for example, the Japanese Team Rocket that released in November of 97, the English equivalent didn't release until April of 2000.
Ooh.
It's a huge gap, massive gap. Or like Neo, they're all roughly, you know, 1 to 2 years apart. Neo Discovery, the Japanese set, came out in July of 2000, whereas we got the English equivalent June of 2021.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So we're just shortening the gaps by taking all these Japanese sets, pushing them together, and then boom, there's an English release. You know, we're only less than a month apart from Ancient Roar and Future Flash coming out versus when we're getting Paradox Rift.
And that's the thing. Like, so now, from my standpoint, as someone who not only does collect the TCG, but also plays the TCG, now obviously playing with Japanese cards is a little... Well, it's a lot harder to play with Japanese cards. There's not a whole lot of places where you can actually use Japanese cards legally, per se,
mm-hmm.
unless you're over in Japan. Now, and even then, I think the rules are pretty gray in some areas on whether or not you can actually use Japanese cards. My problem is, you get these big hitters, so to speak. You know, your Charizards and stuff like that. But then now you're also getting the waifu girls, even though they're not really waifu.
The waifus?
Waifu, yeah. Waifu, waifu. I'm Canadian. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. We pronounce things differently up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the maple syrup, okay? Mm-hmm. Makes us a little swirly. You know, like, things like Lona. Like, she's not... There's no sex appeal there.
It's no, just... and half of the Pokemon trainer characters that are considered waifus right now are children. That's a really weird demographic there.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's not forget, yeah. There's a couple Poppy cards out there, and that is a whole child right there.
Yeah, yeah. When you start putting, like, a 6-7-year-old child, and it's like, oh, you know, gotta have it because, you know, ooh-ooh. And all this stuff, and it's like, no,
back it up.
No, you need to tone it down like 16 notches there, dude, and maybe you just go sit in an ice bath and chill out for a second. But then, you know, you see all these fan arts of like things like Misty, who again, Misty is like what, a 14-year-old girl, 14, 15.
To be fair, that banned card. Really did set them up for failure on that one.
Yeah. I have that band card graded, actually. And even then, like, it doesn't really give a whole lot to the imagination. Like, there's really not much there.
You got to remember what Pokemon's main demographic is.
True.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming from a time in our lives where I remember distinctly... My friend's playing Lara Croft video games on the PS1, trying to pan the camera up her skirt.
Does Lara Croft ever wear a skirt?
In the early games, yes, she did. Yep.
Oh.
The very first kind of games in PS1, she had a skirt.
Very, very short skirt. Shorts or pants.
Yeah, there was one release, I believe, where it was like a mini skirt-ish. And then she... upgraded to cargo shorts, in a sense.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no matter what you do, you try to pan that camera upwards.
I guess so.
I never personally did it. My friends did. I was just there for support.
Mm-hmm. All right. So some of the big cards coming out of these sets. So some of them are going to be, you know, when you're looking at the Ancient Roar and Future Flash, some of them will be strictly one set or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They're smaller sets. I'm hoping that means that retail rate won't be through the roof, but it very well could be. We'll have to wait and find out. I know Paradox Rift sets are on Pokemon Center right now, and they're sold out. And I think they're going for $65 to $69 US, somewhere in there, possibly $70. So, of course, from... Raging Surf, we're going to be getting the Snow Runt card.
Oh, yeah.
Him and the little snow is so cute. We're going to be getting the Mantyke out of that set.
Nice. Okay.
We'll also be getting my two personal favorites out of those is a Plusle and the Minun
cards. Oh, God.
They're so cute.
Here we go with the Pikachu rejects.
fuck Pikachu. This guy's ball that matters. Minun is my new man, okay? So cute. Okay. We're also going to be getting the Joltik card out of Raging Surf.
Very nice.
As well as the Gimmighoul.
Ooh.
Okay. The Minior. The Veltal. And we're getting the Golden Glow card, or the Goldango card.
Yeah.
And the infamous Garchomp EX. So that one's cool. That's a big hitter in Raging Surf right now.
Yeah, that's going to be the big chase card for sure.
Oh, I don't know. There's rumor that there's a gold version of a Roaring Moon EX in Paradox Rift.
Okay, and that would be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. And the Roaring Moon, even just the AR, is beautiful. I mean, it's a lot of red, but it's okay.
Yeah. But that's, again, like, we don't get a whole lot of cards that are like that, though. You get more, even, like, the cards that are not classified as rainbow cards, they still look kind of rainbowy. And then you have the gold card, which, I mean, we're all sick and tired of gold. You know, yeah, they're pretty, but it's meh, whatever.
I think we're getting 3 different ones for this set.
Oh, God.
There's going to be definitely a gold reversal energy.
Of course, yeah.
Possibly the gold version of the Roaring Moon, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then I've heard there's one more gold, potentially, but I haven't seen any art previews for it, so I'm not going to say it in case I jinx it, but...
My we'll biggest see. Problem is they make the dumbest cards gold. Like...
reversal energy?
Yeah, reversal energy, Pokeballs. Why? Why do we need a gold Pokeball? Or a gold reverse energy? And like, even 151, you got the freaking holo energies again, which I believe came out way back in Hidden Fates, I believe, is when they first started doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I am so sick and tired of that. Because, like, you see an energy, and it's like, actually, well, and that's the thing. The holographic energy is where they normally put the regular energy card. So, when I open up a pack of the new era, I always take the cold card off and toss it to the side. And then I usually take the energy and either flip it to the front or I just take it and toss it off to the side. I literally toss them because they're energies. They're worth a penny. Until I realized, shit, there's holo energies and I'm frisbeeing them across my recording studio.
So, I'm looking further. There's actually 7 golds for this set.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
There's the Garchomp EX gold. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Valiant EX. That's halfway gold. Not really gold, kind of. It's weird. we are getting...
Hybrid?
Yeah, the Roaring Moon gold. We're getting a Beach Court gold.
Why?
A Counter Catcher gold.
Pete's sake.
Oh, here's my favorite. Right. Actually, no, let me go back. We're getting the gold reversal energy, like I already said.
Yeah.
And the showstopper, ladies and gents. The gold luxurious cape.
Okay, I quit.
Okay,
really?
Okay, but stay with me. Okay, don't give up on Paradox Rift yet because we've got some killer trainers coming out of this. Oh, I'm so excited. So from Ancient Roar and Future Flash, we are finally getting a Mela card.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to get 2 different Tulip cards.
Oh, really?
We're getting a full art and an SR, and the SR is so pretty. I mean, it's for the girls. I'm not going to lie. It's for the girls. It's her putting makeup on another trainer, but it's beautiful. The art is really well done. I'm so happy with it.
I wouldn't put it past them for that. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The video game, she is anal about having to look pretty and this and that.
Well, the Mela card's just badass, so I'm psyched for that. And we're getting both cards of Rika out of Raging Surf.
Okay.
Mm. And the alt art for Rika is just chef's kiss. Love that card. We're getting both Parasol Ladies from Raging Surf as well, which, you know, take or leave. Don't really
care. Yeah.
It is one of the heavy hitting cards out of Raging Surf right now, value wise.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. That is the top hitting card that you can get out of Raging Surf besides the Garchomp right now.
Oh my God, what is wrong with this? Seriously?
Out of Raging Surf, we're also getting finally a Chantal card.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
I've almost got that whole cosplay together. I just need the bow cape. And then I'm good. Big nerdy glasses and purple little bob wig. Okay. last couple cards I want to go over because they're really weird. I cannot believe we are getting feature cards for these Pokemon and not a Cubone. I am writing a very strongly worded letter.
Here we go.
So we're getting a Dottler card.
Why?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Of but all the what? Mm-hmm. Literally over 1,000 Pokemon, they picked Dottler?
Mm-hmm, little AR. We're getting a Crustle card.
Oh, God.
Oh, it gets worse. We're getting a Vanilla-ish.
Oh.
The ice cream cone. It's a really cute art, but I'm a little pissed. We're getting a Blitzel. Which is actually super cute, little pony.
Yeah, but like the ice cream just reminds me of the stupid Sunday, the Acme card that we used to have. Like they did a AR for it as well.
We're getting a Garbodor, a Morpeko.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, they always go with Morpeko.
I mean, it's in a pile of candy. It's super cute.
I mean, yeah, I mean, look at, we had that Morpeko V Union. Back a couple years ago, or not even a couple years ago. So,
I'm not done. Oh, it gets better. Okay, instead of a Cubone, we're getting two different Aegislash cards. Two. One of those could have been a Cubone, but nope. Okay. we're getting a really cool Steelix card. I'm very excited for that.
See, now
all these previews can be found online too.
Yeah, like Steelix. I feel like that's an underrated Pokemon. Like, he doesn't normally get a whole lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really had a whole lot of attention in the TCG.
It's very, very cute.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool to see. Now, there's a
Loudred card that you might like.
Oh.
It's very, very comic style. Very, it's pretty cute. It's not bad.
That'd be kind of cool. Now, as far as your precious Cubone who has mummy issues, last time I checked, I don't think Pokemon has come out with a set called Mummy Issues Part 1. So,
the set for girls with daddy issues who like Pokemon with mommy issues.
Yeah.
We've gotten how many Giovanni cards? Like, every time I see that, it just triggers daddy issues. Or there's the Norman card that's coming. Don't forget Larry. He's in there.
That guy is so depressed.
We're getting, God, I can never pronounce this right. Toru? Toro? Oh. Yep.
Oh, one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so are they going
to him?
Are they going to be, now, is it, it'd be even better if it's the regional form, so like the water-based and the fire-based, or is it just the standard, like, Kanto Tauros?
It looks like the standard Kanto.
Oh, for Pete's sake, they could have done better.
I mean, it's... Yeah, he looks pretty standard.
That sucks.
And we're getting those out of Future Flash.
Okay.
And then we're getting Sada out of Ancient Roar.
Hmm.
All right. A lot. There's gonna be. Oi, this is gonna be a nightmare set to master without the amount of ARs and full arts and.
Yeah.
the amount of SRs. Like, oh God, make me cry now. But that's a big rundown over what's coming. So we've got the Japanese sets, Ancient Roar, Future Flash, October 27th. And Paradox Rift, which is a combination of at least Ancient Roar, Future Flash, and Raging Surf, all coming out on November 3rd.
God.
My advice is go look at the set list. Like, unless you're trying to master it, go look at the cards. Look at the visuals. Pick which ones you really, really want, wait, and buy them as singles.
Yeah, definitely wait, because...
Don't go pack hunting.
No, and if I can put in some advice, do not turn around and try and buy singles week one.
No, nope, because are going to give it a minute. It'll drop.
Yeah,
it'll drop
they bad. Are going to be inflated like there is no tomorrow.
I mean, look at English 151. It's slowly starting to drop right now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, V-Star Universe, if you're not collecting it already and you can get it for not that bad, please do, because they are no longer printing it.
Oh, really? Already?
Mm-hmm. V-Star Universe is officially out of printing.
Oh, my God. And that wasn't out that long ago.
That means Crown is coming out soon.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum. They might give the English version a little bit longer, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they put a lot of emphasis on Crown Zenith.
Because it's a beautiful set. You cannot tell me you don't love that, Tina. Come on.
It's arguably.
I have a special place in my heart for Tina.
I refuse to buy a Zenith box. Just because
I have one sealed that I will never open. I have the hits I want out of it. And then I just keep one sealed case.
Baby's gonna come home from work one day, crack open a few too many balls.
Actually, that's one thing I don't do is get reckless with Pokemon.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, really?
Take it very seriously.
Oh, there's a first for everything.
If it hasn't happened, if it hasn't happened yet, trust me, it's not going to happen. There's been some times.
I'm going to get a message in the middle of the night from me, or probably first thing in the morning, and it's the middle of the night for you. Look what I did. I got pretty cards.
So that's the beauty of having a really big community base, is I have people that constantly put me in check, and I love it so, so much. if I start getting stupid in a bid, I get shut down real quick.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I have a few friends that are like that. But moving on from that, apparently over in the good old UK, a family saved their father from throwing out a $36,000 booster box. So an 81-year-old in the UK is thankful that he didn't throw his entire card collection while clearing out a room for his terminally ill wife. The BBC reported that the man was in the process of throwing out Pokemon cards when his daughter stopped him, believing the cards could be worth a good chunk of change. Now, of course, my first problem with that is, why the hell are you throwing out Pokemon cards to clear room?
I mean, I had a coworker who, their son collects Pokemon and has a bunch of mid-era and some base set. And if he leaves them on the floor, she throws them away.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I abruptly told her, no, that could be your retirement one day.
Yeah?
Depending on what it is.
I mean, my parents threw out my base set cards, my Yu-Gi-Oh! Digimon cards when I was a kid, because apparently my brother and I really pissed them off. I don't remember exactly what I had. I know I didn't have base set Charizard. My friend did, and I constantly tried to get that card from him. But I guarantee I had, like, Blastoise, I had Alakazam. I had some pretty good holos, and they're gone. Just gone. Including, like, the original Pokedex and all these other things, really cool things from when I was a kid, are just gone. Because apparently I just pushed them a little bit too far one day. Mm-hmm. So, of course, while some of the cards had unfortunately been tossed in the garbage, a sealed fourth edition print base set booster box, which was only released in the UK, was actually found. So, according to the man's daughter, he took his grandkid into town during the weekends while they were growing up, and in turn amassed a large collection. She goes on to say, "My daughter got into Pokemon when she was young and started collecting the cards with my dad in the late 90s. She said that she was the first and, at the time, only grandchild. It was kind of their thing. They went on trips in the weekends to get the cards from a hobby shop. Turns out that all five of their children had a sealed box of cards, which had been purchased back in 1999. She goes on to say, during the clear out, the cards were taken out of the cupboard, and Dad planned to throw them away. She explained, a few did end up in the garbage, but I said, Dad, some of these might actually be worth a little bit of money. Now, the box will be auctioned off at a auctioneer's late in October, but in 2021, the same box sold at auction for a whopping $36,000. The family says the money made off of the box will be split between them, and the auction house is hoping it can make them proud when the set is auctioned off. So, of course, you know, yet another reason why you should always check the value of items before throwing them away in the garbage. I mean, yeah. My parents didn't give a rat's ass what those cards were worth when we were kids. I mean, they didn't even pronounce it as Pokemon. They always pronounce it as Pokemans. So, I mean, what makes you think that they actually gave a crap? But, yeah, I mean, always check before you throw it out. I mean, you can, quote-unquote, throw away your kids' Pokemon cards. We do it all the time. But they never actually get thrown out. They go somewhere sealed away, or they're never going to find them. and we hold on to them for quite a while. Now, eventually, those cards will trickle back into their collection. Nine times out of ten, they don't even realize that the cards are back in their collection. That's how many cards my kids have, personally. But you never know. You never know what those are going to be worth 5, 10 years down the road, or even 20 years down the road. That could be what helps pay for your retirement home when you're old and senile and your kids are shipping you off into an old folks home. You never know.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's time for a little quiz. I say little because, it's only 13 questions. So we're going to test the knowledge of the ghost type.
Watch me get two right.
Okay. So, question number one. Which Pokemon evolves into Miss Magnus?
Mistrevious.
Yes, that is correct. Number two. In which video game did Miss Magnus first appear?
I want to say Diamond and Pearl, but I can't think of what it is.
I'm not going to say anything.
How far off was I?
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take the L on that one.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to go back with your Diamond and Pearl guess?
Yeah, I'll stay with my Diamond and Pearl.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to tell you if you got that one right.
I got that one wrong. It's okay.
Okay.
I can't remember. She had not that many appearances, to be fair. Not that many. But
no.
As to the first one, I can't remember.
Number three. This is based off of something on YouTube. In Beyond. Yeah. Right? So in Beyond the Pokédex, which Pokemon enthusiast is planning on dressing as Miss Magnus for Halloween?
Not a clue. Everybody? I don't know. It's a witch Pokemon. Come on. How is there a definitive answer for that?
So Beyond the Pokédex is a YouTube.
You think I got time to sit around and watch YouTube? I'm a busy lady.
Okay. Number four. What type of stone do you need to use to obtain Miss Magnus through evolution in the video games?
Dusk Stone.
Okay. Number five. In Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which gym leader battles with Miss Magnus?
Either Fantina or Lily. Crap. It's one of them. I'm going to go with Lily, but just let the record show. Fantina was my second choice.
Okay. Number six. Oh, I hate this one. In Pokemon Path to the Peak, goddamn YouTube series I hate.
That I stopped watching after episode two.
Okay, well, then you should be able to get this one.
What?
Miss Magnus is which Pokemon trainer's partner?
I'm starting to second guess my last answer. Not a clue. I don't know any of their names in that show.
Okay. Number seven. What was the name of the Pokemon, the series episode that Miss Magnus first appeared in?
What was the episode name?
Yep.
Malice in Wonderland. That one's an easy one.
Okay.
I remember that episode. Malice in Wonderland. And she's going after Ash like, uh-uh. That one I'm sealing in. I feel good about that one.
Okay. Now, I don't think you're going to get this one. Actually, I even had a hard time getting this one, and I like the TCG. So in the 2020 Pokemon San Diego Regional Championships, Masters Champion Justin Bakari, his deck featured a Miss Magnus with what ability?
I only know like three of her moves, so...
It's a special ability that is on the top, so it's not even an actual move, it's a ability.
I have no idea. I'm just going to go with the only move that I know, even though you said ability, not move. We'll just put Trick Room and I'll take the L.
Okay. Number nine. Since there is no ghost type in the Pokemon TCG, what type does Miss Magnus usually appear as?
Dark? Question mark?
Okay. Okay.
Oh. Now you can tell how often I look at Miss Magnus cards.
Yeah. Number 10. In the Mysterious Miss Magnus, which Pokemon does Miss Magnus save from an angry Scovillian?
That would have been a much easier question if you'd asked me which one she's knocked out. Can I ask for a hint? Can I ask the crowd?
Mouse type Pokemon.
Oh, how do you pronounce that one? Wait, mouse type. Hang on. People consider Pikachu a mouse type.
It is definitely not Pikachu.
I know. What's that? What's that little group of little white ones? Meowscheld or something?
Okay. Yeah, we can go with that one.
Sure. Let's do that. Okay. I think they're a little too new, but we'll see.
Number 11. Which Pokemon TCG expansion does Miss Magnus make its debut in?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh.
I'm going to go back.
Okay.
English or Japanese?
English.
Not a clue. this is why we okay. collect Japanese, folks.
Number 12. In Pokemon the series, which Sinnoh gym leader battles with Miss Magnus?
Now I'm questioning my past answer. It's Lily.
You sure?
Right? Okay. No. Is Lily a gym leader? No, she's not. Is it Fatina? I'm going to go with Fatina because I picked Lily earlier.
Okay.
Swap it up.
Sure. And finally, which three attacks does Lono's Miss Magnus use against challengers?
Does what?
Which three attacks does Lono's Miss Magnus use against challengers?
The only moves that I know of are, besides Trick Room, Shadow Ball. I think she can use a Thunderbolt attack. I think there might be something about a Levitate. That's all I got.
Okay. So, let's see here. Okay, so...
Did I get two right?
Well, good news is you got more than two right.
Hallelujah, I got three.
Bad news is... Bad news is you got less than 50%.
Okay, that's fine.
So you got out of 13, you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 of them.
Hey, that's better than I thought I would do.
So,
especially since I completely forgot what topics we were going to talk about today. And I just finished picking my team for later.
Oh my God. So under 6, you are in the 5 to 8 point range. So like Spruce and Maple from the Beyond the Pokédex YouTube show, you're no Miss Magnus novice, but you should brush up on the Beyond the Pokédex if you want to become an expert. So we'll go through the answers. Number 1, you got that correct. Miss Magnus evolves into, or Mischievous, sorry, evolves into Miss Magnus. Number 2, you got that correct. In which video game does Miss Magnus appear? It's Diamond and Pearl.
Ooh, I got that right.
Number 3, you got it wrong. Mm. So in Beyond the Pokédex, which Pokemon enthusiast is planning on dressing as Miss Magnus for Halloween? It's Maple, the female co-host on that show.
There's, I don't watch that show, so I'm okay with getting that wrong.
Yeah. Number 4, what type of stone do you need to use to obtain Miss Magnus through the evolution in video games? You got that
confident
correct.
Confident in that answer.
Number 5, in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which gym leader battles with Miss Magnus? It was Lono, the gym leader of the Lavinia gym.
Damn.
The electric gym leader. She has a Miss Magnus with Electric Terra. Okay. Number 6, in Pokemon Path to the Peak, Miss Magnus is which Pokemon trainer's partner? It is Celestine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Number 7, you got that correct. It was, in fact, Malice in Wonderland.
Of course I got that right. I think I have a book on that one.
Oh, really?
I think so. It's like a little kid's book.
Number 8, you got that wrong. The ability is Mysterious Message.
Okay.
Number 9, you also got that wrong. Since there is no ghost type in Pokemon TCG, what does Miss Magnus usually appear as? It is Psychic.
Ooh, that was my second choice too.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Number 10, you did get this one correct. In Mysterious Miss Magnus, which Pokemon does Miss Magnus save from an angry skull villain? It is Mosshold.
There we go.
Yep. Number 11, which Pokemon TCG expansion did Miss Magnus make its debut in? It's Diamond and Pearl.
Heck yeah! Wait, did I get that wrong though?
Because no, yeah, you got that wrong. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. Number 12, which Sinnoh gym leader battles with Miss Magnus? You got that correct. It is Fantina.
Fantina.
Yep. And number 13, which three attacks does Lono's Miss Magnus use against challengers? It's Charge Beam, Confuse Ray, and Hex.
None of them. Got it.
Yeah, you got none of those.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, unfortunately.
I feel good about the ones that I... There's only one I was a little disappointed I got wrong, but the rest of them, I'm not surprised. Like, literally my entire day today has consisted of work and my last day at my job. So I cried my eyes out for like an hour and then I got on. And then like all week I've been super, super swamped. So I'm pretty proud considering I prepped for this episode as you were calling me.
Oh God.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, you've had a... Well, I mean, to be fair, I picked my Pokemon party about 2 hours ago.
I still think I took the cake on poor time management.
Yeah. I've had a rough week. Story of our lives.
Yep.
And finally, time for a good old Pokemon battle. So, with that being said, which type did you pick?
I kind of want to see you get.
I'm going to, well, Cubone was what? I'm going to assume ground.
I did not pick ground.
You let down Cubone? And you call yourself a Cubone?
I can't be so predictable, okay? Like, I really, don't get me wrong, I really want to, but at the same time, if I lose with a Cubone on my team, I will literally cry tears, actual tears.
That would be the greatest day of my life.
Like, it's an actual problem.
I would advertise the living crap out of that.
The day she lost.
I beat Bambi's precious Cubone. Now Cubone's not the only one crying.
Yep.
Okay, so if you didn't pick ground, I'm going to see. Dragon?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit, really?
I'm too scared to pick dragon because it would be kind of easy to defeat, in my opinion.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends. The problem is with the dragon typing is it's a lot of singular typings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where the fear comes from. I actually went with poison.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Who'd you go with?
I went with water.
You went with water. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually going to go with poison at one point. It was between poison, water, or possibly grass. I wanted to try and switch it up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. That's so fine.
What did you have for your first Pokemon?
My first Pokemon was Clodsier.
Ooh, nice. Okay. So my first Pokemon is Washrotom.
God, I hate that thing.
It's a
washing machine, essentially.
Yep. Yeah, basically. I'm weak against ground and grass, but you are 2 times weak against my water. Oh, you're resistant to my electric. Yeah, you take that one.
Let's go, giant whale.
Ooh, conveniently that whale beats a washing machine.
It just lays on it.
Yeah.
Try getting your rebate now, huh? I don't think your warranty covers that.
Oh, God. My number two is Semistoad.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
He evolves from Papa Toad.
Yep. Okay. My second pick was Stunky.
Oh.
Giant whale, fluffy skunk, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing here. I don't mind Stunky. I just hate its evolved form because...
Yeah, I agree, actually.
In the video game, it freaking hits like a goddamn tank.
Like a goddamn tank.
Oh, God, it's horrible. So I would take the win on that one.
Okay.
Because, I'm doubled up on your normal damage. Well, one normal damage and 1 2-time damage. Okay, so what's your number three?
My number three was Toxicroak.
I like that Pokemon. It's interesting.
Poison fighting, kind of an odd combo.
Yeah. Well, mine gets a little interesting too. My number three is Frillish.
Okay.
So I would take that one.
I'll take the L. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, my number four is going to be fun for you.
Yeah.
You might get pissed. My number four is Wellspring Mask Orgerpond.
Ew. I went with Crobat.
Okay, that is a fantastic pick. Yeah, you take the win on that one. I'm two times a week against your flying and poison. This is this is actually getting pretty interesting.
I know, we're tied up right now.
Yeah, we're tied up. It's a good thing I also picked a seventh pick just in case. Okay, what do you have for number five?
I can never pronounce this right. Drapion.
Okay.
The giant scorpion that looks like a really inappropriate thing.
Yep. Oh my dear God, I just got a really inappropriate ad.
Oh my goodness, it could have been even more fitting if I tried.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Can everyone say astute timing?
Oh dear Lord.
Let's all ask what your algorithm's made of, huh?
Feminine hygiene products?
Okay.
For some reason?
Okay. That's who was your pick?
Mine was Gyarados.
How is that even fair?
How do you mean?
How is that even fair?
How is Gyarados not fair? It's a water flying type.
Giant dragonfish.
Well, technically it's not a dragon, though. Technically it's water flying. Which, we're tied up on that one.
What do we do with that?
Well, we will have to, I guess, see what happens on number six and then possibly go for number seven then.
Okay. Actually, you know what? That works in our favor because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So since that one's a tie, this one's the tiebreaker.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, actually, oh, yeah. Yeah. Unless it's another tie.
Unless it's another tie.
Yeah. Okay. My number six is Totodile.
Okay, don't hate me. I may or may not have cheated just a teeny tiny bit.
Oh, here we go.
Because who would you pick if you had a poison type?
Had a poison type. Mm-hmm. Either, I mean, I would go like maybe Arbok or Weezing or.
I went Weezing.
Weezing. Okay, just regular good old Weezing.
Regular good old Weezing.
I'm surprised you didn't go Galarian.
I know. I thought about it to grab, what is it, the fairy type too?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. But no, I just wrote Weezing down. I should have lied and said gone Galarian.
See, you would do that.
I should have, but I didn't.
So straight up poison against straight up water.
Oh, you have a single typing too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You told me who it was.
So you're one time weak against my water. I am one time weak against your poison.
Son of a... You're kidding.
Oh my God. So that's a tie. Oh no.
Here I thought I had it in the bag.
Yeah, no, now we're going to number seven. Oh God.
Hang on. I don't have a seventh on reserve, so don't say what yours is. Otherwise I will cheat.
Oh, you fail.
I didn't think I was gonna need it.
You were that confident, well, either that confident or that confident that you were going
to. I figured it's the thing with the gym leader battles, it's really just strategy about picking which type you're gonna take.
Yeah,
like that's really all of it. So now I gotta, oh gosh, I have one.
What do you have for number seven?
Galarian Slowbro.
Really?
He gave me the idea. So you know, why not grab that poison psychic combo.
Oh, actually, you know what? Okay, I'm happy that you picked this.
What do you have?
I have Wooper. Water ground type.
I almost picked Wooper. Did I do a water gym lead? No, that must have been when I was thinking about doing water.
I take the win on this one because you're poison psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I am normal against your psychic and resistant against your poison. You are normal damage against my water, two times weak against my ground.
So you win on a technicality.
I sure do. And on that note, on this happy note of 2-0.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice.
Oh. You already did that with somewhere else. You can't do it again.
Watch me. I'm just handing them out like hotcakes.
Apparently. We will see you again next week. maybe I'll go 3-0. Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah, that one time where you kept losing them.
Yeah, now I keep on winning. Everything's looking up. Take care, folks. We'll see you again next week.